Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm Ratunea Carr from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employee Division. And I speak with the person who requests this call back.
I requested because I wanted to open up my claim because I had a little issue. I was doing it, but they were waiting for my employment and for verification because I was pregnant at the time. I was on maternity leave. Then I found out that they terminated me. So I was trying to get it so I could be on my feet to open it back. Then when I called, I want to know what do they have me under right now on my claim. So they told me, oh, I quit. I never quit my job. So there's no way I can have on there that I quit when I never quit. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So let me ask you about your social security number. May I have it, please?
Sure. 767-22-6555.
All right, thank you. May I have please your full name?
Chris Brown.
Okay, just 1 second. Let me verify again your social security number. May I have it, please?
767-22-6555. What did you do? I saw him
left. All right, thank you.
Oh, somewhere more?
May I have your birthday, please?
January 29, 1990.
Can I have your mother maiden name, please?
Cornwall.
All right, let me update this information and which is going to be reopened claim. So now, Ms. Brown, let me read for you. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsification in con documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I understand.
Okay. Am I the what?
I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison. And could affect my ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now, have you worked since the last time that you applied for unemployment compensation claim?
No.
All right, and you already explained me. Just let me write down.
Yeah, I had a break today, huh, Mom? Did you call for Jelani?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Yes. Okay. Do you file unemployment benefit in another state in the last 12
no,
months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you receive notification that you have PRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you regular filed for unemployment compensation or did you apply for PAA?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working with different social security in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
All right. Could you please provide me your telephone number?
305-336-8349.
Okay, thank you. May I have please your driving license number?
Sure, hold on, let me get it. I just pulled up. Get your books in the back, please. I'm sorry, I'm dealing with 20 kids at once.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. It's
959-8495. Grabshire, Maya. I'll grab that. Grabshire, I guess.
And this is from Alabama?
Correct.
All right. So now, may I have please your race? Are you white, African American?
Say that one more time.
May I have please your race? Are you white or African American?
I'm African American.
And what is the highest grade that you competing in school?
I'm in college right now.
How many years in college you been?
I am on my junior year at Alabama A&M doing my bachelor's. Why don't you grab Charlotte? I was saying I'll grab those. But go, I'll take her. I'll take her.
How many years in college have you been?
4 years. I've been in college on a, but right now I'm a junior in at a 4 year college.
Okay. Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No, I haven't been in the Air Force. Where's on?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Could you please provide me your home address?
8333 Whitesburg Way, Southeast, Huntsville, Alabama, 35802, apartment 1613. I might call Simon. Oh, pick up your book.
Okay, may I have please your occupation from your last employer?
I work at Huntsville Hospital.
Yes. Are you doing, miss? You was nurse?
I'm sorry?
You say you was nurse in the hospital?
If I work in you?
No, your occupation.
I work in a Huntsville hospital.
Yeah, what are you doing in the hospital?
I was communication representative.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Am I seeking? Yes, I am. I've been seeking. Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union? Hiding half.
Have I been working what? I'm sorry?
Do you obtain work through a union? Hiding half.
No, I don't know what that. What is a union?
Are you attending a school? You say you are in the school right now, right?
Yeah, I'm not in summer, but I just registered for my fall semester.
Okay. Do your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
I don't have a definite date because I don't have a job.
Yes, ma'am. So are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll say 10 to 15.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
I'm sorry, what's the what?
Lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
I'll say 16.
Do you own a business?
I'm sorry?
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working in a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to a related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer? You have worked in the last 18 months?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Have you applied or are you receiving compensation?
No, ma'am.
From
no, ma'am.
An employer?
No, ma'am.
Are you available and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
You indicate early that you haven't no work since the last time that you applied for unemployment compensation. Please verify your answer. No, I haven't no work. Or yes, I have a work.
No, can you say that one more time, please?
Can you please verify your answer that you haven't no work since the last time that you applied for unemployment compensation? Or yes, I have.
Yes, I haven't. No, I haven't worked.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in 2000 between? April 2023 to March 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am, my income tax, that's fine.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment direct deposit through your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. Which one you prefer?
My check and saving.
May I have your routing number, please?
My what number?
Routing number.
Sure, give me 1 second. Let me finish washing my hands. Give me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am. And this is checking account, right?
Correct.
Okay.
1 second. That will be, hold on 1 second, let me pull that up. Okay, my routing number is 062-000019.
Bank account number, please.
0259-652160. Promise, one more time.
Okay, thank you. So let me update. Now, okay. So, after you last day at work, have you received vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Brown, let me read for you. You are certified that your answer are true and accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to put it in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now I will asking you randomly questions.
No.
About you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 419 Oddwood Avenue, 5056 Government Boulevard, 5367 Wharf Drive, 681 Julia Street Northwest.
Julia Street Northwest.
According to your driver's license, how tall are you? 5'0", 5'3", 5'8", 6'0".
5'8".
Which of the following cities is familiar with you? Hollywood, North Miami Beach, Ocala, or Tallahassee?
North Miami Beach.
Okay, thank you. So now let me ask you. I am file an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama.
Say that one more time.
Yes, ma'am. I am file an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also raised the forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center, or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and one day you will like resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefit. So the process you just completely filed your unemployment claim doesn't no automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file certification either online and you claim it portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. The phone number that you need to call every week is 800-752-7389. Your first weekly is starting on Sunday, this coming Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m. Every Sunday before 5 p.m. So beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you completed your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, unless the employer was not hiding when you first contact them, but the employer later begin hiding. For you to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. Do you have any question for me about this closing statement, ma'am?
No, ma'am. So do I have to file? So can I file this week with you right now, or do I have to file?
This coming Sunday. Every Sunday, starting this coming Sunday. Yes, okay. Thing. Your PIN number is 2901, the same PIN number, yes, that you already have. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a wonderful.
Do I have to wait again to wait for my employee verification, or am I good in that part?
Okay, what you have to do right now, Ms. Brown, is do weekly certification every week.
Okay.
So this coming Sunday is going to be your first one. And your case is going to be under review for 3 weeks. Okay.
But what about the ones that I had before? Would those be considered as well?
That one should be reopened. It's reopened. So this one is new one. We have started already because you don't have any active claim. So this is something different. It's the same employer with the same company. Yeah.
So what yes. about the old ones? So what about those?
What are you talking about? What do you exactly you mean? What about the other one?
The old one, because I used to file weekly. I never received anything.
Yeah, for some reason you claim it was inactive. This is why we reopened. And also, this is something different. So I mean, it's like you are starting over again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a good afternoon. Good evening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.